Welcome to The Sober Gay, a podcast about being sober in the LGBT community and beyond. I'm your host, Dylan Gay, and yes, that is my real last name. Hey, Aubrey.
Hello, Dylan.
Dylan. Aubrey.
Ooh, I think we got some fun topics today.
Ooh. Okay, so we have lightly talked about this probably like a year ago on the show.
Yeah.
A year ago. But we're gonna be talking about my neck, my back, my asshole, and my crack.
Oh my gosh, does that mean we are talking about that beautiful, lovely
sex,
word?
Yes. Sex and sex drive.
Oh yes.
Okay, so I've never been a hypersexual person. I've had flings and I've had, you know, different, you know, periods of my life where I was very promiscuous, but it never drew out very long. Honestly, my promiscuous were more like little flings here and there. And then I would kind of reserve myself. I know that's not particularly the norm for a lot of gay men. But I've always just felt different about my energy and like the energy exchange with another human being. I'm not saying I'm prude, but I will say that I used alcohol a lot to express my sexual desires a lot. And getting into sobriety and being sober, I was not horny or anything at all for the longest time. And then I feel like something came over me when I got more confident in my sobriety, where I wanted to explore my sexual side again. And I wanted to, you know, kind of see what, you know, because like I said, in sobriety, we learn so much about ourselves because we do all that work on ourselves. We learn more about us. And I'll say porn doesn't hit the same way as it used to. It's so weird to me. I can definitely like lose a boner now by watching porn. And I feel like it's because I've tied a little more of spirituality to my sex life, whereas now I crave intimacy, and I crave, like, you know, touching and breathing and just like being romantic and stuff like that. And that's why I've been alone not doing anything about it, because it is a very like intimate exchange for me, and I do feel, you know, sex is a little sacred to me. I don't know.
No, I get that. I do. I think for me, I'm kind of the opposite.
I know. Like I love that's why we could talk about this.
I got super, super like my sex drive went up. And let me tell you, I've already had a pretty high sex drive. For it to go up, it was a big deal for me. Yeah. And I was kind of like, I had this opposite where I was being flooded with so much of this like sexual drive that I didn't know how to handle it.
And that's when you first got sober?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I put myself out there quite a bit when I first got sober, and I feel like I was able to hold myself more and be able to like chat with these people longer. So I actually had more of a connection during that, but also I just wanted that intimacy as well. But for me, that touch, all of that is like an add-on to just being as intimate as possible. For me, it's not an act that I would say is highly like valued in my life. It's something that's there. That's something that I think we do. And I think that that's where I'm different in it. It's just innate for me to want to just go out and have sex all the time.
But I would say that's a normal, healthy response as well, though. Like, I don't think either of our lifestyles is unhealthy.
Yeah.
I think it's just like what we had to do, what we had to go through. We just have different experiences with it.
Yeah. I feel I was able to kind of explore more of what I liked when it came to sex, because for me, I feel like especially drunk sex, it was just kind of like, get it in there, do it, and you're done. And that's what it is, because you couldn't really do anything else. But for me, I want to have fun with it. I want to try everything. There is most things are not off limits to me.
Ooh.
You know, like, seriously, yeah. I realized that since getting sober, because I have been able to explore that stuff a little bit more. So, like, for me, I just want to have that fun and, like, getting to understand why things are sexy and why things are, like, fun to do, and what makes what other ways can I enjoy this act and get, like, the maximum amount of pleasure out of it.
Yeah, I definitely noticed my sexual energy is a lot stronger. Like, whereas before, when I was, you know, drinking all the time, I thought I was super sexy, and I thought alcohol gave me this, like, essence of, you know, being mysterious and sexy and hot, and it didn't give me the same sexual kind of, what am I saying? Like, the aura I have now, where I feel it now, where I can walk into a room and I can command the room just with my energy. And I can, you know, like, it's just a different confidence about myself. I'm not cocky. I'm not trying to, like, be overly confident, so where I'm obviously covering up something or compensating for something. It's like, I can just present myself, and if you don't like it, I don't care. It's not going to be like where in the past I felt like I had to make everyone attracted to me, or feel the need to, like, make everyone like me or be attracted to, or think I'm hot, you know?
It almost, like, for me, and this was one of my exes, that they had to be at least somewhat drunk to have sex, because they just didn't have confidence in who they were as a person when it came to that. They were, like, so nervous. So I'm wondering, like, if that's part of it too, is like, I know I used alcohol to help with that confidence as well, because it is a scary act.
Yeah.
Too. It is scary, because you're kind of being vulnerable in a way of being like, this is my whole body. This is everything that I have to show.
Yeah. I speaking of your hole, I had never even had my ass eaten out, like, sober until recently.
Wow.
It was just, like, stuff like that. Like, I thought about, like, well, yeah, I mean, people eat my ass out before, but, like, doing it with, like, while being sober just, like, felt completely different. I think we want to enjoy sex more with alcohol, but we don't realize how much it's actually blocking off receptors inside of us.
So much.
Because, I was biting the damn pillow. I was like, wow. Like, clean me out like a
this
McDonald's
guy
ice
has some magic tongue.
Yeah, McFlurry. But
he's used a lot of baby bottle pops in his life.
Yeah, but I will say, he instantly turned me off afterward, because he was like, was that the best you've ever had your ass eaten?
Oh,
why did he say that?
Oh, people, confidence. They need that pride. And knowing
he was
that,
drunk. He was drunk.
See, they need that pride to make sure that they're doing things okay. That's the other thing, is like, when I was drinking, am I doing this right? Am I doing this okay? Am I okay? Is everything feeling good? And it's like, calm down. Yeah. Okay, boo-boo, calm down.
Yeah.
They're having sex with you. You're doing great.
Yeah, they're here and they're just enjoying it whatsoever. You're doing the damn thing. I am not afraid of sex, but I'm afraid of sex. I think sex stinks. Like, it smells bad a lot of the time. I think maybe I'm a little, I think I could be a little oversensitive to pheromones, though, because sometimes, like, a man's musk will just make me wild, whereas other times I'm like, you stink.
Like, there are specific, like, there's specific times where it's just like, yes, and then no. It does, it depends on, I feel like it depends on their lifestyle.
Yeah,
what they're doing too.
Yeah, I can smell alcohol in someone's sweat. Like, even if I feel like even if they weren't drinking, I can smell the sweat, like the alcohol in the sweat
detoxing itself out.
It makes me think about all the times that I used to, like, go and sneak home from drinking at, you know, the bar I worked at after work, and then I'd sneak home to my boyfriend at the time, and be like, oh, I didn't even have anything to drink, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, Dylan, you had like 10 gin and tonics. He knew. You were sleeping right next to him, sweating out, you know, in our little country bumpkin house that didn't have air conditioning. You know I was sweating all that gin. I was a gin drinker at that point, and gin reeks. You know, like,
yes, it does.
It's so strong.
Yes, it does. Did you ever do that? Like, okay, vodka is the least smelliest, so that's what I need to do. And then
I would just try. I was an idiot, and I would always just be like, you know, smoking weed, and then I would smoke a cigarette to cover up the smell of the weed, and then I would chew gum to cover up all the weed alcohol smells. And then I come in just smelling like a freaking
minty,
like
ashtray.
An ashtray. I would just end up smelling like a freaking bar ashtray that had all the beers dumped into it at the end of the night.
I did that so many times. I was like, yeah, cigarette will help it go away. And then I was also drink some coffee as well, because coffee's strong.
And then you just end up reeking just all the smells.
Yep. It was never good. And I agree. It's like anytime you went to go, like, I would go home and lay down next to my ex at the time. Like, I knew I smelled. Like,
yeah.
And they would be like, did you drink today? And I'd be like, no.
No, I didn't. I only had one drink.
I would say, no, I had nothing. And they'd be like, oh, I thought I smelled it on your breath. I don't know what you're talking about. I work around beer.
Yeah.
That was my excuse.
Yeah, I think I was always a giveaway because I would be very much less responsible. During my drunken times, obviously those are the times I would say, you know, the condom doesn't matter as much in certain times, or like, you know, just fuck me raw, like it doesn't matter, like those things will come out way easier when you're drunk, you know what I mean? Whereas now, I had a hookup not too long ago with this guy who wanted to, you know, put it in without a condom. And I was like, no, I was like, I have a condom. It's not like we don't have one.
Yeah.
And I was just very adamant on it. And he put it on. It was fine. It was just like, but I could see where he had a couple drinks and he would just did not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Whereas I was like, okay, Dylan, you're the voice of reason. You're the sober one. You're, you know, am I bad for like, it sounds like I'm preying on like drunk people now.
Not at all.
I'm only having sex with drunk people. It's not like that.
It just happens to be that we live in a society where most people drink. And yeah. I'm sorry, but that's, again, we've talked about this on this podcast is, we're in the LGBTQ community where we are pandered to every day to drink.
Yeah. If we're having sex and it's dark out, odds are one half of the people participating in the sex is drunk or had some kind of inebriation.
Yeah. It's sad to like see that, because you do see those, you see it in people making these like decisions that aren't necessarily something they would make if they weren't, you know, drinking.
Yeah, the passion doesn't get to you when you as much when you have a clear mindset going into it. You're not like, you can't just throw away your morals so quickly now. It's like, because you're there.
I still can.
You're like, raw dog it, raw.
I am, I will, once I, God, when I get into that mode, it's all over from there. I do lose control and it's pretty bad sometimes. I might need to go to Sex Anonymous, but that's okay.
I mean, what is Sex Anonymous? Do you really need it?
No, no, I don't.
I just shouldn't say it like that.
No, I just think that when I do get into that like pleasure state and that like moment when like things are really going and that like I will lose everything and I'll be like, let's just go for it. Let's just go raw dog it in.
That's
let
the Scorpio,
me do
all isn't
it? In you. Yeah, it is.
It's the Scorpio.
Yeah, I think so. Or it's. Is it the Cancer? I don't think it's the Cancer.
What is your where's Cancer in your placement?
My Cancer is the rising.
You're rising as a Cancer?
Wait. So yeah, rising's Cancer.
Oh, wow. You have a lot of water.
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius moon.
It's moon. Oh, we both have a sun in water and a moon in fire.
Yes, we've talked about yes.
I'm a Pisces sun Leo moon.
Yes.
With a Taurus rising. Ooh. Which makes me like grounded. I don't know. If astrology people out there, does our sexual lifestyle make sense with our signs?
Right?
Honestly,
Scorpio sun, moon is the Sagittarius, and rising is the Cancer. It might be Cancer's the moon and Sagittarius is rising.
I think that sounds more right.
That
for
does
you.
Sound right. I think that's right.
But yeah, anyway.
Please put your thoughts down below.
put your thoughts in our hole. Fill our holes with your comments.
They've been empty for a while.
Mine has. I mean, my life, I think I could still count on one hand how many times I've had sex this year.
Mm.
So, I mean, when I say, like, oh, I had a hookup recently, usually the hookups I'm talking about were all the same one. It's like, I don't have many points of reference here. But I will say that a lot of that came with the confidence in getting my body right, getting my body back to where I like it, which came naturally from being sober, which just lets me know I'm on the right track.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that I'm not going to, like, die alone. And if I do, it's fine. You know, honestly, fuck it. I don't care.
Right.
I'm at a point where I'm so okay with who Dylan is and who I present to the world that my solitude, I am totally happy. You know?
Yes, I get it. Oh my gosh, I get it. We all need that.
Yeah.
We all need that time to ourselves anyway.
And to be able to jerk off without using porn is like,
ooh.
Yeah, it's like groundbreaking. It's like, I feel like it's like back whenever I used to like first understand what jerking off was for me when I was younger. It was just like, I didn't need all the stimulation and the help to get there. Where now I feel like I'm reverting back to that, where I can, like, I feel more pleasure when I can, like, put out someone in my head and, like, make it, like, a fantasy where I'm involved in it. And it's almost, like, manifesting at the same time, I feel like, my perfect partner being manifested, or maybe, I don't know.
I love that. But, I hope it happens.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, the porn's not really doing it for me at this stage of my sobriety. I still watch it, but I mean, there's plenty of times now where I'll start watching porn and I don't like finish. I just kind of like get bored with it.
I feel like porn never has been a thing for me where I just like sit and watch. Like, I don't get how people can sit there for like 20, 30, 40 minutes and watch the whole porn video. Like, who has time for that? I'm like, let me get to the good scene really quick, jerk off, and we're done.
Seriously. There was this one guy I was talking to on a Hinge that was like, we were like having a casual conversation. I was like, hey, what are you up to? And he's like, been edging for 6 hours. Like, take a walk. like do the dishes. Like, you got responsibilities, man.
I've been edging for six hours. Much.
Yeah, he said he was edging for 6 hours. That was also the same person. Oh no. Never mind. That was a different person. He was an Aries. I don't know why that's important.
If you're an Aries, let us know if you
edge for 6 hours. Is that common? I mean, I'm not trashing it.
No, I know. I just,
but like, I was like, but this is like the third time we're talking, and I was like, that's just not how I want to jig and want to vibe with someone. I guess it's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing like he's gonna find his person to edge with for 6 hours, and they're gonna edge into eternity.
Yeah,
and
so,
they're gonna walk down the rainbow edging bridge to the cruising spot in heaven where they can edge.
Let me just say, if you can do that for 6 hours, props to you, because I would start thinking it would get raw after
hour. That would hurt me. That's some great self-control. Maybe that's a good practice he was working on, but I don't know. I just don't see the appeal in edging for 6 hours.
No, I mean, like, 30 minutes.
Do you think he was being truthful? Do you think he was really edging for six hours?
I believe that there are people who do that, yes. And
they do.
Oh, yeah. They do.
They do with their edging.
They like to explore how quickly. I mean, it's like the chastity belts and things like that. People like to, like, work on that, like, how long can I, like, hold out for someone? And it's almost like this, like, it's a control thing, and it's not necessarily control for yourself, but also control for the other person to be able to, like, when you have another partner, like, with you, having them, like, stop before you come is almost like this, like, oh, you're about to make me have this, like, super exciting orgasm.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're like, nope, haha, just kidding. We're going to calm that down.
That's the energy buildup.
Yeah.
See, I would love to explore that with someone that I was, like, 100% comfortable with. Like, I don't know if I'd be able to let myself go that much on, like, a hookup.
Yeah. I do think that that's something a lot more that requires you to be involved with that person, at least in some way more than just, like, a hookup. Because I do think that it's up. You're going to be with them for a long time if you want to do that. And it can be fun.
Yeah. I have been watching a lot of stuff on, like, Tantra and learning about that, you know, energy flow between two bodies that can just exchange and be comfortable with each other. I think that's all sounds so very appealing to me, honestly. But I just, I don't have anyone to share that with right now. And that's totally okay. I'm not actively like, I need to find a boyfriend. Like at this part of my sobriety, I've been single since, so 6 years now. Mm-hmm. I've been single for 6 years now. And it's like, I don't care. I'm not dying to meet someone. I know, and I trust the universe enough that I know it's going to happen for me, but I'm not rushing to find it. It's like, I know it'll come to me when it's time, when it's due. But I do feel much more confident in my headspace now to go into having sex than I did, you know, back when I was drinking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just different mindset.
Well, and you can go into it confident knowing that it's your choices and what you truly want out of that situation. It's not going to be like a give and take because you're drunk and you might give up using a condom.
Yeah, because do those stupid mistakes and things like that and let yourself go. And I mean, we've talked about it before. I got SA'd sexually, you know, I got taken advantage of when I was drunk in a rideshare app. And I'm not saying that I regret anything that happened because that taught me such a lesson in my life that, you know, I was way more vulnerable than I needed to be and way too much trust in random strangers and way, you know, like just allowing myself to get to a point of blackout to where I could just not even realize. And I came to in the middle of him, you know, going down on me and like, what the fuck, you know, it's like that situation would have never been there without the alcohol, but I would never see the other side if I wouldn't have been there. So it's like I said, I don't regret it. My past, I don't regret all the drinking. It's shown me a side of myself that I had to learn to conquer and appreciate to be authentically who Dylan is now in his sex life.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Authentic Dylan.
Authentic Dylan. Because authentic Dylan wants to get nasty.
Yep. So what is authentic Aubrey?
Well, I think that comes to the end of this.
Oh, it's over already.
I know. We talked about
sex. Can we just
sex.
Edge a little longer?
Yes. Okay, so the rest of the episode is going to be 6 hours of us edging. Okay, Aubrey, if people want to edge us online, where can they find us online?
Well, they can either go to The Sober Gay Podcast on Instagram. They could go to thesobergay@gmail.com and send us a nice little comment about today's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Or they can also find us at thesobergay.com and they can just do all of that through there.
Yeah, you can leave us a tip. You can get some merch if you want a t-shirt. We got a cool sober t-shirt on there that's not really merchy. It's more of just like fun, sober, gay, queer stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, check it out, thesobergay.com. And until next time,
stay sober, girl.